Hello, Jessica.
Hello, Kim.
We're back.
Welcome back to my home.
Well, thanks for having me.
And your microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The traveling duo.
Indeed.
So I just want to let everybody know kind of why we decided to do this again.
Mm-hmm. We had fun.
Yeah.
We had fun and we felt like it was impactful. Only because some people who listened to it told us it was impactful.
Yeah. So yeah. We could not keep it going. So yeah, we decided that we are going to do some episodes and release them intermittently. Kind of how we see fit. We have some topics, but if you guys feel like you want us to talk about something specific or you have questions, please feel free to hit us up. You've seen us on social media like a million times, so you know how to reach us.
You might see me at the window, so I mean, right?
Yeah.
Right on a piece of paper, slip it through. I don't know.
Whatever. Oh, you should have a little jar.
Oh, we should have a jar.
Podcast topics.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, that's smart. Okay, that's what we're going to do, folks.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
What do we talk about now?
I don't know. let's talk about what we're going to do.
Okay.
So these are going to be a series of conversation style podcasts where we are going to have some chosen topics and we're just going to give you guys our take on good ways to do stuff. We're going to talk about selling more stuff, talk about interviewing people, talk about getting organized, talk about social media. We're going to talk about what works for us, what we've learned, what we feel we want to impart to the masses, just useful nuggets.
Mm-hmm. And from your side and from my side, which
correct.
We do totally different things. And also we're going to throw in some anecdotes and personal experiences. So you guys get to know us more personally as well as professionally because we are multifaceted people.
Of course we are.
We're people.
We're humans, folks.
Yeah.
In case you didn't notice.
Yeah, well, they hear us.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't check that box. Are you a robot?
That's exactly it.
Okay. So I wanted to do a full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was just your idea.
Right.
I'm going to take credit.
Thank you.
We actually just met.
Well.
Ish.
Ish.
Yes, like officially met. Like not through a drive-through window.
Right, like sitting at a table, having a conversation, meaning to talk to each other more than a business transaction with a side of good chats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is a new friendship for us folks, which means it should be extra fun for you to hear us get to know each other as you get to know us.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I couldn't have said it better.
I'm glad. I wasn't sure what was happening.
So I would drive up to your window
mm-hmm.
and I would order a beverage
mm-hmm.
and you would stamp my card.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go off on a tangent and tell you what I was thinking about that day
mm-hmm.
because you asked me what I was doing and we always kind of like followed each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how our friendship started.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically me unloading all my ideas onto you through a drive-thru window.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then getting slightly annoyed when somebody would pull up behind me because I was on a rant.
Right.
And we had to keep going.
Of course. Quality conversation, Kim.
Yeah. So how about we make that our topic?
Let's do it. I think quality conversations are one of the hardest things and one of the easiest things to do at the same time because I feel like it's just asking questions and then being genuinely interested in the outcome. So often when we ask somebody a question, then we are constantly listening to their response with the intent of responding instead of listening to listen, which I mean, maybe makes sense. It makes sense to me. Maybe makes no sense.
It does. There is a quote. It's listen with the intent of listening, not with the intent of responding. So that's exactly what you said, but there's, I don't know who said it,
right?
But I actually read it a few years ago and that really hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can definitely tell when you're talking to someone and they're listening to respond. Like they already have an answer, they're locked and loaded versus when somebody's genuinely, okay, I want to listen, which is actually really hard to do, you guys, when you're doing a podcast because you're always trying to think, what can I say next? So I'm sitting here and I really want to listen. So if you hear a really long pause, that's because I'm like, oh shit.
It's my turn.
I was just listening.
Right?
So good quality conversation doesn't necessarily translate to podcasting.
So this is what we're saying, folks. If you hear us pause for a really long time, it means we're doing good.
Yes.
That's what that means.
We're actually doing what we preach.
Right? Okay, quality conversation. A tip that I heard a long time ago that I think is actually really impactful is that oftentimes when somebody is telling us a story, we want to relate that to something in our lives because we feel like that will connect us more. So you say, oh my gosh, I'm so sad. Somebody ran over my cat this morning and now I'm crying. And I say, oh Kim, that's so sad. Just so you know, like somebody ran over my cat last week too and I'm so sad. And we feel like that's bringing us closer together, but really it's not. It's us stealing the spotlight from someone's moment when they need to talk something through. So if somebody has a story that they're telling you, it's so good to ask questions about it. It's so good to engage in it. And maybe there's a time when that's appropriate, but let that person's story be their story. There's a time for your story at another time, but that's not what you're talking about today.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is a really, really easy way to have a genuine conversation because instead of turning the conversation away from the person who you're supposed to be getting to know as a friend, as an acquaintance, as a customer, you're taking the spotlight from them and you're saying, oh, cool, that's your story, but let's shine it on me for a second.
I completely agree. And there's also a fine line between doing that professionally versus personally. Mm-hmm. Because when you're talking to your friends, you know each other. Mm-hmm. You can use, you know them a bit more. So you can be like, hey, I went through it too. Mm-hmm. I totally feel your pain. Right. I'm so sorry. Like, find something from your experience to connect with them mm-hmm. on how they're doing. Mm-hmm. But to make it about them.
Right.
But I also want to make sure that I'm sure you feel the same way, that although we're talking about having quality conversations, mm-hmm. that it still stays genuine. Like, mm-hmm. we're not, I know we're trying to talk about you mm-hmm. and to you, the yes. customer, not necessarily just Jessica.
True, true.
But that also it's not rehearsed. Like, we're not like, okay, we're only going to talk about you. Mm-hmm. That it also feels genuine.
Cause, yeah.
Because, you know, you can take it either side of the spectrum. Like, oh, it's going to be about me or it's going to be about you. But it doesn't feel genuine either. Mm-hmm. So rebound is good, too.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting to know each other, whether it's a professional or a personal experience. Mm-hmm. You're still getting to know each other. So, hey, you know, I know that when this happened to me, I went through this feeling. How are you doing with that?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I don't know why we keep talking about this dead cat. We're beating this dead cat to death.
We have an anecdote about cats, folks, that we will come back to. That's why we're thinking cat.
Tell us your anecdote.
Okay, folks, my cat Penelope, which, if you're at the window, you already know all about Penelope because she is the queen of my life, got stuck in a, I think, 20 feet in the air in a tree last night. She was there all night. We woke up at 4, went to leave, heard Penelope meowing, and before we went to work, we had to climb a very tall ladder and rescue her. And she is now sleeping beautifully beside us while we don't sleep, and that's why we have cats on the brain.
And I think it's totally okay to bring in, like, as a business owner, some of your personal life.
It's okay to bring your personal in.
Yes, it's okay to bring mm-hmm. your personal, no matter what line of business you're in, because you're human. Like, how many mm-hmm. people have cats versus other problems that you might deal with? Mm-hmm. So that's okay, because mm-hmm. so many, I don't know about you, but for me, it's like, no, you got to be professional. Mm-hmm. You got to talk about professional things, like, mm-hmm. oh, how is work? How is this? But I want to hear about your cat, mm-hmm. because it also breaks down kind of that wall, that, mm-hmm. I don't want to say pretentious wall, but mm-hmm. that, like, professional.
It breaks down the customer-employee boundary, right? It becomes yes. a person-to-person. Person situation, which is what we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Building relationships. And no matter what business you're in, it should never just be the customer and the employee. It should be a person and a person having, you know? Yes. And that's what makes you a real person and not just a robot handing coffee out the window or
having those, like, cookie cutter conversations.
Yes.
And I also think that relating on specific subjects like that breaks down the wall to have better conversations, to have an easier time having a quality conversation.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I find, like, I'm not always in a good mood. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm grumpy yeah. or I'm down, and yeah. I think everybody is.
Yeah.
And I find it harder to have quality conversations then. Mm-hmm. Something that I have taught myself over time, because mm-hmm. sometimes I'd find myself after, oh man, I was really negative and I should have handled that better. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of beat myself up. But lately I'm like, hold your horses. What can you do better next time? Mm-hmm. So I go, if I'm having a hard day or a bad day and I'm really negative, I really want to put the focus on the other person. So I will be extra attentive and talk to them about their life. Like, oh, yeah. well, how are you? And how does that make you feel? And do you have any new projects? So then I don't put myself out there in a negative manner mm-hmm. or, like, project my problems onto other people.
Yeah.
So have you ever had that experience?
100%. Like, and I think we all do, because we're human, right? We have good days and we have bad days, and we have, it's one of the things that probably any of our girls could tell you is, we say, you know what, if you're having a bad day and you are back here and we're working together and you don't want to smile and you want to have a little cry in the corner, that's totally fine. You be real with me, as long as the second that we open that window, then we're there for the person on the other side, because mm-hmm. we're there to give them a quality experience. And then if it's still me, like, you can close that window and you cannot even say a word to me. That's totally cool. Whatever we have to do back here to make it a good experience for that person, do it. Like, be nice to yourself. We all have to spend more time being nice to ourselves. But it's a plain fact of the matter that if we're unhappy, it's probably because we're dwelling on something personal. And if you can then also turn it and talk more about the person across from you, you're gonna feel better. Yes. When you take your brain focus off yourself and you put it onto other people, then you're gonna stop stewing on the things that are making it really difficult for you to be at work. Like, maybe those things are still there and you deal with them after, but the second that you make an effort to focus on the person across from you, you'll think about your own issues less.
You'll feel a bit of relief.
Right.
And I actually, personally, I found that by talking to other people and how their day is, mm-hmm. and half the time, my problems or the things that I thought were problems kind of go away.
Yeah.
They totally mm-hmm. dilute themselves, mm-hmm. and then I'll probably be hyped up again.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, well, this person's working on this project, and it can go either way.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you can do one of two things, for us, especially at the window. You can spend every interaction telling people how you feel, which is going to spread a bunch of unhappiness. focus. Or you can do what you said, and you can use questions as a tool to take the focus off yourself. And then it's like a tool to motivate you. Like, you're letting other, you, they don't even know it, and they're doing a job back for you because they're inspiring and motivating you with what they have going on. And I think that it's so beautiful. Rather than, if you have 10 people come up and somebody ran over your cat and you tell, I'll tell 10 of them, somebody ran over your cat, then all that you're spreading all day is just sadness and unhappiness. But the second that you just say, hey, what do you have going on? Maybe that gives you the relief that you need, and then you can spread joy.
Mm-hmm. I'll actually tell you an anecdote from being the customer at, like, let's say your window or, like, on the other end, is I was having kind of a crummy day, and the person was asking me questions about my day and what I was doing, and that totally changed my, I said my day, like, 8 times in this podcast, but it changed the entire mood and my feelings and how I felt about myself. So it's not only good for you as a business person or behind the window, but it's also really great for your customers. And it can make a difference. And sometimes I go shopping and I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, I don't want to talk to, I just want to buy my stuff and be quiet. And then somebody will ask me questions, and that makes, that changes my whole day around.
It was what you needed, and you didn't even, you didn't want it because you were in a negative space, but you needed it.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes I didn't know I needed it, or maybe the other person needs it. And how many times do we read, like, just saying hello can change another person's day or life or week or whatever. And it's very true. I'm very shy and I come off as super snooty, but I go out of my way now to be like, oh, thank you. And oh, hi. And just smiling and be like, oh, have a great day. And actually last week I was watching Janitor at the mall here. And every time I go there, she's doing such an amazing job. Like, you can tell she cares. She opens the door for people. She's just genuine about what she does. And I kind of, like, I saw her alone and I was like, hey, I don't know if anybody's told you, but you do a great job. And I said, the few times that I come here, you're always working so hard. And I would be lucky to have you as an employee or someone like you any day. And I just said, you're doing a good job and I see it. So kudos. So it's not necessarily a customer.
No, it can just be recognition. You see somebody doing, this is the thing. Like, why is it such a scary thing for us to tell people you're pretty cool? We went to, and it comes back, I feel like. So we started, we like to eat out in town at, like, small businesses because we really like to check out our neighbors and support our neighbors. And we recently discovered the W, which, I've never been there. Holy guacamole, it's changed my world. And we have now gone, so, like, we'll try. There's a few places that we reoccurringly go to, but oftentimes we'll try it one time, we'll experience it, and then, like, we'll move on to the next one. But the W we've now been to, like, 4 times in the last 3 weeks. And the last time we were there paying, the server came up and I was like, just so you know, we just discovered you guys a couple weeks ago and we've been here 3 times since then, and you're our go-to because you guys are quick, you're efficient, the food is fresh, and the food is fast. Like, holy guacamole. And then last time we came, somebody else was helping us, and when I went up to pay, the other server was like, just so you know, this is their go-to spot now because they say we're awesome. And so I have to believe we're also getting some better service. What I mean? If you weren't already excellent, which they already are, it goes both ways. But why is it such an uncomfortable thing to say you're doing an amazing job? Right?
And I wonder if it's because it's face-to-face. You see oftentimes, sorry to bash Facebook, but, oh, complaint this and shitty service and I found a hair and so-and-so stole this and that. And it's very easy behind the keyboard to bash or to have negative, like, put your negative experience. But I think giving somebody a compliment face to face, it can be quite intimidating, and it shouldn't be that way, but I think that's really the way things have gone lately. And that goes part to, like, having a quality conversation. Just having a conversation.
Having a conversation, people. Period. It doesn't have to be quality, folks. Like, let's just start with hi, hello, and move on from there, because it's so, so uncomfortable. And this is the thing, it's uncomfortable to give hard feedback or criticism in person. It's hard to give good, it's just hard to have calls or conversations in person. You know, how many of us get a phone call and we're like, who would call me? You know, like, that's just the state of our world right now. But if you can just practice, then genuine quality will come. It's just, we just gotta get better at talking.
And how good do you feel personally after you've had a good face-to-face quality conversation?
Oh, like, holy guacamole, it fires you up.
It does.
Right?
So get out there and do it, people. Have a good quality. How many times do, like, and I've been guilty of it, I'll go watch my kids play hockey and I'm sitting next to people and I have, if I could, like, find a halter with horse blinders for humans, I would probably wear it. And why? Right. But then sometimes, usually it's a grandpa coming to watch his kids and he'll chat up and I'm like, oh, like, what did you do? And what do you, oh, look at my grandson. And, and that just makes my day. I'm like, why am I trying to hide?
Yeah.
And live in my own, I live right. with myself all day long. Mm-hmm. I should be out there. We're meant to be social.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're doing this podcast too, is because we recognized that we felt we were having quality conversations mm-hmm. and thought, why not share those?
Yeah, and why not have
maybe
more?
It'll spread.
Yes.
Right?
Well, it has, because a big reason why we, first of all, full disclosure, we're very biased, but we absolutely loved our podcast. It went a lot better.
Oh, us.
Yes, me and you.
Oh my gosh, we loved it so much.
We did.
Obviously, this is the thing. We're real people, and there are moments where you're like, oh. But those moments were awesome because mm-hmm. they were fun and because it felt real and because when we walked away, we created a product that we were proud of.
Yes, we did. Yeah. And you're quite outgoing, as we know, but I'm really shy. So just me doing a podcast is quite intimidating. And I don't know if some of you guys that actually know me could tell, I was pretty shy to start the other podcast. But you bring me out of my shell, and it's part of that quality conversation.
Yeah.
So it's a great dynamic because you're really out there, bubbly, fun. And I'm like, I probably have resting bitch face 90% of the day. But
you
really,
smile a lot, Kim. I sit across from you now quite a bit for this.
Yeah.
And you smile a lot. I know, right?
Oh, is that why my face
this is so official. Sometimes, this is a side note, sometimes when I go to bed, I don't know why, but I catch myself smiling in bed. Like, the lights are off, and we're not having any conversations, and my face feels stiff, and I have to, like, relax the smile. It's a weird thing. That's a weird personal, I don't know why. It's just, and I don't know if it's a grimace or a smile, but whatever it's doing, it makes my cheeks really tired. So what is the real nitty-gritty of having a quality conversation?
Well, I guess that's what we're trying to wrap our heads around.
That's what we're trying to figure out here. Yeah. And it seems like we've got a lot of pieces to it, asking questions, being genuine, and what does that look like, and what does that mean, and what does that feel like as the person across from you? Like, these are all things. A good quality conversation should make everybody feel good, and there's going to be pieces and tools that you can utilize, but it's going to be different for every situation.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what a good quality genuine conversation looks like. It's a give and take. It's a, oh my gosh, like, here's a story to go with that fact. Here's a, and it's not just, hi, here's your coffee, have a great day, the weather is bad.
I was gonna say, how's the weather?
Right? The weather. I use the weather a lot, though. People hate on the weather because we were talking about this the other day, folks, and Chris, who is my other half, if you don't know, maybe you do, said that he has looked into or found somewhere the weather is the laziest topic, is what I'm trying to get at, is what he told us. Which is true, because it's easy to complain about the weather, say, oh, how's it going? But it's also a really good icebreaker. Like, don't be afraid of icebreakers. Mm-hmm. This is what I really like to say to people, hey, how's it going? Which is the most generic. And no matter what they answer, if it's, oh, it's going good, or like, I'm like, what's going on with that?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Why do you feel great? Why do you feel, why do you feel, like, it's probing. It's asking the questions that maybe we don't want to ask because we feel like it's too personal. Chances are those questions aren't too personal. Those people, or you or I, we're waiting for someone to ask that question and to care.
Well, how many times has somebody said, hey, what's going on? Like, you don't seem yourself. How many times did you completely shut down and were, like, completely upset that somebody asked you?
Right.
Like, how many times?
Never.
Never. Neither.
Not that I can. I was never like, oh my gosh, I'm so offended that you actually care about me as a human.
And
ask. Right? And ask. And that goes, like, we all say, how are you? And that's really great. And that's an icebreaker. Use that tool. But very few of us then say, let's take this a step further.
Yes.
Right?
And actually care.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to work. Well, what are you working on today? Like, do you have any cool stuff? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I just got promoted. Sweet. Like, what do you do? My favorite question is, what do you do for work? And I know it seems like generic, but I really like to know what people do, because there's some stuff I'm like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Totally.
And good for you. And actually, that's how I got to where I am, which is by asking what people. And then it turns out I really like that thing, and I would have never found out if I didn't ask them. And sometimes they're super passionate, and sometimes they don't. And I've actually employed people who told me what they did and told me how much they hated it. And I'm like, well, actually, like, this company is looking for this person, and you seem to have the skill set. Now they're happy where they're at.
Yeah.
Like, as a,
right.
Yeah,
happier, I mean. Hopefully.
Happier, hopefully, yeah.
Doing what they said they wanted to do.
But there's a lot you can learn about. And half the time it's like, oh, what do you do? Well, that's cool. And that's how we collaborate. Like, we collaborated probably like, oh, what do you do for work? And like I told you a little while back, I really like hunting. Sorry for all you guys who don't like hunting.
Yep.
And, oh, I want to get
the subsistence lifestyle.
Yes.
Yes.
And I really want to, like, make women more aware and want that it's more acceptable and you don't have to wear really expensive Kiwi gear to go and then you're like, oh, that's a great idea. And then we bounce off the ideas and you always ask me, well, how's that going? Oh, and then I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to do a podcast. And you're like, oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, do you want to be on my podcast?
But you know what, you guys? And this is the thing, too. Sorry to interrupt. But going back to our last podcast, when we said take chances, like, mm-hmm. what do you want to do? Who do you want to do it with? Like, shoot them an Instagram direct message. And that's what you did. You yep. instant messaged me in Instagram and said, hey, do you want to be on? Like, Kim just did. Already been talking about.
Yeah, actually, I did.
You did that, 100%. Yeah. That was, like, step whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And actually, for a few other people that I want to interview, kind of like I interviewed you last yeah. podcast, I just hit them up on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it's hit and miss. Like, a lot right. of people are like, kind of like, because how many times do we get hit up with, you know, the fake, not necessarily, like, personal conversations, mm-hmm. but the messages that are generic mm-hmm. and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that you said take chances. And take same. Chances with your quality conversations.
Yeah.
Ask, like, I wouldn't say, like, are you getting divorced? You're not wearing your wedding ring. I don't think that's, like, the best quality conversation
right.
topic.
Right.
But, like, hey, you seem down. What's up?
Yeah.
And it's okay to talk about sad things with other people sometimes. Yep. Like, it doesn't have to always be peppy.
Right.
But I just probably wouldn't try to dwell on the sad thing. Like, hey, it's okay.
Totally.
Like,
or, you know what, just, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry that happened to you. You know, I think the dang it, I had a really good thing. I had a good point.
It's okay.
It's gonna come back. You continue, I think.
The beautiful thing about editing.
It is a beautiful thing. But, yeah. and you know what, this is what we're doing too. This is us taking a chance on a quality conversation because it takes a certain amount of balls and bravery mm-hmm. to post a mostly unedited conversation for anybody to hear. That takes bravery and that's really, it's a weird thing. And podcasting, I think in general, is a really new thing too. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to be somebody to bring that to this area, but it's also really understandable that the people on the other side are like, what is this?
Yes, like
because we just stated conversations are already scary, right? Yeah. And now we're doing it with a microphone between us, going out to all the world. Well, so our world.
Yeah, all 155 of you.
Thank you all mm-hmm. for listening to us talk for 70 minutes.
Yes.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah, I would hit refresh and I'm like, oh my God, people are they're listening to us. How cool.
Does it count as a listen when we listen to it multiple times? Like every time somebody clicks it, does it count as a listen? Okay,
150 people then.
Because I was like,
we listened to it. But I had somebody reach out to me and they're like, I just listened to your podcast mm-hmm. and it's really motivated me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start my own business here.
Mm-hmm.
And I really look forward to listening to more episodes because it gives me some momentum and courage mm-hmm. to keep going. Mm-hmm. And I know that you had something like
that.
Oh
my goodness. Yes. Yes. Yeah. You guys, we had a girl who we both are connected to mm-hmm. who is a new leader in the professional world who came for her regular drink and said, you know, it made me realize listening to this podcast that I'm not doing everything I want to do to help the business that I'm in grow. And holy, holy man, if even a few of the tools, like these tools we're not saying are, or even, I don't even know if we're giving you tools. The things that we're talking about, mm-hmm. we're not saying my way or the highway, this is the best way to do it. We're saying these are things that we recognize work for us. And if somebody listening to this gets one nugget of good information out of that, then mm-hmm. then it makes it worth it. Because you can help somebody else grow on their professional journey. And that's all you want to do.
For example.
Well, that's all I want to do. I don't know what you want to do.
It's pretty much exactly perfect. The same. Like, I just want to talk into a microphone and hopefully inspire one person mm-hmm. in this whole world.
Yeah.
And then my job is done.
Right? No,
I'm just kidding. Even if you listen to it, I know that none of this is new. We don't claim to have any, like, groundbreaking.
No.
We'll reference books and quotes and people and we'll
give you. I mean, but maybe they are groundbreaking. Let's not limit ourselves.
Okay, maybe
because
they are.
The two of us together, we've got some good tools. I truly believe. So if they're groundbreaking for us, and then it's just impactful to somebody else.
Just listening to us talk gives you, oh, you know, I'm going to try this. Mm-hmm. And it's piece by piece, mm-hmm. you know, who cares if you got it off of a quote mm-hmm. on Instagram, or mm-hmm. if you heard it on the radio, or if you heard it on a podcast mm-hmm. or a book. But sometimes that little piece like, hey, I want to be more organized. Or, mm-hmm. hey, I want to have a better quality conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all building blocks to yeah. getting where you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can offer that to mm-hmm. anybody, then, yeah, I think that's why we're here.
I think so, 100%. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's a beautiful thing when you see someone like with Ebony, sorry if you want to stay anonymous. But, you know, when you see somebody who just feels inspired to do more, or maybe when you put something on their radar that wasn't quite there before. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I really love it when people do that for me, when they give me this nugget that I didn't even know I should think about. And now all of a sudden, it's like this whole new door is unlocked in my brain and it gives me so many things to explore. And from that, always positive comes. And I think it's amazing to even be thank you, Kim, for inviting me to be part of a project that can possibly do that for people, because it's a beautiful thing. Genuine conversation, being able to sell lots of stuff. Like, these things are all really, really cool things, but what they help us do also is just connect with other humans. Yes. And I mean, I'm not that great at it. I don't know if you listening are, but it's hard and it takes work and it takes practice. And if you have a venture, I'm pointing to the microphone. If you have a venture, like, you know where to find us, reach out. Like, we would be so happy to be the sounding board that we are for each other, for you too.
Yes, and maybe even hear your story.
Right.
So what I did last podcast is everybody that you mentioned, mm-hmm. I reached out to them and I was mm-hmm. like, hey, Jessica gave you guys a shout out. Mm-hmm. Feel free to listen and share. Mm-hmm. And if you'd be interested in coming on the show,
yeah,
by all means, reach out.
Did anybody reach out to you?
Actually, Hell's Half Acre, he added me on Facebook. Yeah. He listened to the podcast. Nice. And he was like, oh, I'm going to listen and I'm going to see what I can do. So, and
also, Levi from Primal Meats, who was the person who backed up in the drive-thru the other day when we were having the chat. And we were like, who's backing up? We didn't realize until after he left. That was the fellow who does Primal Meats, which is the jerky. Oh. He also reached out to us and said, hey.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Boom.
I think we're just doing this for fun.
We're doing this for fun, folks. And we're talking to each other. And Kim is really reaching out to other people who maybe just have interesting stories for you, but maybe have some really impactful business tidbits to give you that will make you more successful in whatever you choose to do.
Yeah, and I really want to know, like, when I sat here and talked to you, Jessica, mm-hmm. I want to know the truth, like, behind it. Not the storefront. I mm-hmm. want to know how everything came to be, mm-hmm. how it really happened, because I want people to feel you're real. Mm-hmm. You will have problems. You'll face issues. You'll mm-hmm. face unforeseen circumstances, and that's okay. Yeah. That builds you, and that can be part of your story, mm-hmm. and that can be almost more impactful mm-hmm. than looking like you got your shit together.
Yeah, let's be honest, folks. None of us do. No. I mean, name one person that's got their shit together, because I would love to meet them and live on their shoulder and find out how they do it. Yeah. Because we're all just human and we're all just trying to figure it out. And obviously we all want to put our best face forward, especially when it comes to our business. But then we also need a place to be able to go and to decompress and to listen to things, or to, you know, you get to a point in your business where all of a sudden you're the decision maker and you're the one who has, and then it's almost like it becomes easy to get stagnant and just stop learning. But if we as humans and business owners can continue learning from our peers, from our customers, from each other, from this podcast, we could all be so much more successful, because each of us has such a strong character to mm-hmm. even be able to do what we're doing. But then we all have strengths that need to be shared that we probably don't even have the opportunity to, because we're too busy crying in the shower and shopping for cup sleeves.
I actually want to talk about having quality conversations with, like, other suppliers or your customers, but, like, more from my end, mm-hmm. for example. So I have a few clients and it's very much case by case what they need and trying to brand and market for them. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I'm like, either like I need more information from them, I mm-hmm. need to know more, or they just don't know what they want yet, mm-hmm. which is what I'm here for. But I have found I struggle sometimes. I'm like, oh, well, am I doing a good job? Or like, maybe this isn't what they want. But it all leads back to having a quality conversation with mm-hmm. them. What do you need? Mm-hmm. And I actually had to do this yesterday, because I was like, okay, like obviously I'm not good enough. And I doubt, but hands down, I'm real. Mm-hmm. I have good days, bad days. I doubt myself. I doubt my skills. Mm-hmm. But then I don't.
Human days.
Yeah, I have human days. They're very far and few between.
Sure.
But yesterday I decided to make myself uncomfortable because I was having a human day and really go ask my client, like, hey, what do you need? Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to change your branding? Like, what do you want to talk about? Do mm-hmm. you have more content? Mm-hmm. What's really cool about you? And it was a quality conversation mm-hmm. that I needed to have, but that was also uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And what was the outcome of that?
It was good. Like, to be honest, I went home and I was like, oh, like I should be doing more. And obviously, but that never came out of their mouth. Mm-hmm. That was just me thinking that. Mm-hmm. And so then I got a good night's sleep, mm-hmm. as we all love to talk about sleep. And I woke up this morning and I was fresh. Mm-hmm. I was like, they never said that. In their conversations, they told me what they needed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think as a business owner, you hear that from your customers, but it's not flat out, hey, I need you to do this. Mm-hmm. It's more like, oh, and I think you have to decipher in those conversations mm-hmm. what your customer needs. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it happens to you as well, but it's pretty much my entire business is deciphering what they need through what they're kind of telling me. So I think having a good quality conversation, mm-hmm. having quality questions, mm-hmm. Even for this podcast, you need to think about what you're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to really mm-hmm. think about the message and what you want to get out of it. That's what I had to do yesterday with a client, and it worked out well. Mm-hmm. But it was quality conversation isn't always comfortable.
No. Actually, let's be honest, like maybe it gets comfortable the further you go in, but initiating a quality conversation, often it takes a certain degree degree of discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then knowing, like, should I ask this? Should mm-hmm. I not? Obviously, you know, when you're, I always follow my gut.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I know it might be pushing the boundaries, mm-hmm. but it also says, hey, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I see you.
I see you.
Like, mm-hmm. what's going on? Mm-hmm. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I see you.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
And actually having a quality conversation when something's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say your customer's not happy
mm-hmm.
or something like unfavorable happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's also, you need to have a quality conversation there. It's mm-hmm. not always fun and yay and happy. It's, hey, what can we get? And mm-hmm. you talked about this in the first podcast, like
yeah.
how to address things that may have gone wrong or could yep. have gone better.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to have a quality conversation mm-hmm. there.
It's all about quality, not quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, actually, I didn't think that when we started, but it's not just it's very multifaceted.
100%. And I think that I think something that I just got from what you were saying is that your job is very much like Subway. Like, no two sandwiches leave the same way.
No.
Right? Like, that's a very interesting thing. Also, I think the takeaway from this is that if you want to have a quality conversation, have a quality conversation. Like, if you are a person who doesn't like people and you don't want to learn about people and you don't want to ask questions, then, like, this is a hard piece of truth. Maybe this is not the right path for you.
Yes.
Because on this path, it's all about, you talk to everybody. You talk to your customers, you talk to your employees, you talk to your vendors, you talk to everyone. And if you don't or can't find it in yourself to find something to enjoy or to care about, then, like, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
It's not. Like, it's either it's right or for you or it's not. And that should be a pretty easy thing to tell. But if it is, then it's just talk good.
Yeah.
Just ask questions. I really liked what you said about when you feel like sometimes maybe it's pushing or it's inappropriate to ask too many things. Or it's, you know, one of my favorite, this is something that I really like. I really like to talk to people about the things that they don't have anybody else to talk to. I kind of say that, like, I collect secrets.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not something to be taken lightly and then to share or to spread around, because that absolutely defeats the point. But if you can be someone who genuinely cares about things and who can be non-judgmental, and this goes to my line of work because we're dealing on a one-on-one customer interaction business that talks more about personal things than about business things, yes. if that makes sense. But if you can really find it in your heart to care about people and you can get over that, oh, I shouldn't ask this, just ask, like, what's the tattoo on your hand? What, you know, what do these letters stand for? Yeah. What's, you know, oh, I see that you've got a big lip. What's the other guy look like? Often, too, people, here's yeah. the thing. When people have something wrong, and I mean wrong, like an injury to their face, no one wants to ask about it. Why?
But it's like yes, it's maybe in your face.
It's in your right face. There. And, like, and that's the thing. Like, we can't pretend like this isn't here. And we do. And I'm like, oh, okay, so this is going to be, for example, I fell up going stairs a couple of months ago, and I hit myself in the face with a bucket, and it's the best story ever because I gave myself a black eye and I cut my lip open, and so few people asked me what happened. And I recognize that's not because they cared about me. That's because they cared about feeling uncomfortable asking me what happened to my face,
mm-hmm.
right? That's not because you don't want to make me uncomfortable. That's because you don't want to be in the uncomfortable position of asking. Right, but we tell ourselves, I don't want to embarrass Kim. But what's more embarrassing? Pretending Kim doesn't have a fat lip that she knows she has and you know she has, and just, like, looking everywhere on her face except for there, or just being like, gosh darn, Kim, your lip is a little bigger than I'm used to.
Yeah.
What happened there? And, like, obviously, if it's a cold sore, don't be like, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Human happens. So be prepared. But if you can be unbiased, if you can be non-judgmental, if you can just accept and intake people's information, we want a place to give it. We want to talk to somebody. And lots of us as humans are flying solo. Like, we don't have somebody in our life that we can share the deep dark secrets with. Or here's the thing, lots of things we don't want to tell to the closest people around us.
Yep.
So if you can have a genuine conversation at a business level, you can bridge that customer friend place, you can build a quality relationship, and it's interesting. Like,
completely.
Personal anecdotes and stories are always interesting.
Mm-hmm. And me being a shy person, if mm-hmm. I saw you with a fat lip,
yeah.
I'd be like, you got something on your face?
Like,
what'd you do? Did you? Yeah.
Right.
I would totally, shy as I am,
right.
when something like that, I'm like, what happened?
Right.
Like, for some reason, I had no filter when that, like, an old boss of mine, I saw him at the sheep convention, mm-hmm. and he had this very homemade kind of, like, bandage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, what'd you do? And he sliced his hand with the saw, but I couldn't even, like, we're all sitting and everybody's, like, really trying to be really quiet mm-hmm. and professional. I'm like, dude.
How do we, like, let's just address the elephant in the room right now, which is that bandage.
Yeah, I am that person. Yeah, but if I'm shopping and I'm like, oh no, I don't want to talk to anybody, but if there's something awkward in there, oh, you bet your ass I'm going to ask about it.
See, and you should. And I truly believe that you should. One of my favorite things to ask people, and I don't know if this says something about me as a person, but I see a lot of people with missing digits, missing fingers around here. And when I see a phalange that is gone, I ask them where it went. And here's a tip for all of you guys out there. Oftentimes, it's a dirt biking accident.
What?
Yeah. Somebody wiped out and they woke up and they had one less finger. But this is the thing, is that I'm not asking because I take joy in people's pain. It's just an interesting thing that makes you. Like, yeah. I just want to know more about that. And, like, I mean, also, like, if you're asking people awkward things because you take joy in their discomfort, maybe that also says something and you have some soul searching. But if you just have an interest in people want you to be interested in them. Like, it's a cool thing for us to take interest in each other. It doesn't make you nosy. It doesn't make you anything. Don't gossip about their business. Don't do anything like that. But one-on-one with a person in front of your face, ask questions and get to know them.
Yeah, be more like kids. Yeah. Kids don't have filters.
No.
And often, like, and we're so, like, oh, we want to have a good conversation with them because, you know, it's genuine. Mm-hmm. And, like, how many times you get mad at a kid for asking something? So, an anecdote, a few years ago, I was at the pool, and I've had 5 hip surgeries, so I look like Chop Suey.
You've had 5?
Yeah.
Holy guacamole.
I'm pretty cut up.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, oh my god, did you get in a fight with a knife? And my reaction was to burst out laughing.
That's
I almost
so great.
Fell into the pool. And his dad was mortified. And I was like, you know what? Thank you for asking. Because one, it was so awkward. I would always walk with my hand covering my scars.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, somebody's going to see.
Yeah.
But I'm like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what, buddy? That is way cooler of a story. My story is not that cool. Just had lots of surgeries. But I'm going to tell everybody that that's what happened.
I got in a fight with a knife.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Obviously it won. Because I look... Chop Suey.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's okay.
I don't know, but I think that it's a great example. My cousin got married a couple weeks ago, and two of the flower girls were like, hey, why aren't you having hair? And I was like, because I got tired of brushing it.
Actually, I asked you.
Did you? Everybody's asked me. But you know what? This is the one that I get. This is what I still love, and this is on a total side note. After 2 years, my husband shaved for 2 years this summer.
Oh, wow.
I still get people that go, oh, you went short again.
It's because you wear your toques.
I know.
That's
I know I give it, and I have to, but sometimes, and usually I'm very, yes, I wear hats all the time, but sometimes I just got to take a second and just be like, do you look at me every day?
You should start wearing a
do
wig.
Do you see me?
I guess that goes back
ask
to
ask me more questions.
That goes back to having a quality conversation.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so we were like at my cousin's wedding, and these two kids say, hey, why'd you shave your head? Because I got tired of cutting it. And they were like, oh, I was like, do you like doing your hair? And the one girl was like, I hate doing my hair. I was like, see, that's why I did it.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, but I can't shave mine because I want to be Rapunzel for Halloween. I was like, fair enough, girl, you get it. But so often we don't want to. And like the other side of that is that you have people who will ask you, and then you have people who will just look, especially if there's something about you that's a little different, right? Like maybe you felt that at the pool with your scars. I felt that with my head in the world. Like you have people who are genuinely curious and want to ask, and then you just have the people who are looking at you out of the corner of your eye, and you're like, please ask me. Please just ask me so that we can, like, get rid of this and we can move on.
Yeah, and we can laugh about it.
Exactly. But people are like, oh, I don't want to ask her because maybe she's sick. Maybe that's why her head is shaved, right? And I feel like oftentimes they're thinking, oh, I don't want to embarrass her because she probably had to do that. But really, you don't want to be uncomfortable.
And you don't know.
And you don't know.
You just don't
never
know.
Assume that you know, ever.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm really shy.
Mm-hmm.
But I have these huge eyeballs. Like, James jokes that
you
I can
have great big eyeballs.
360 around my head. So I couldn't be that shy person and be like, I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to look. Because
okay,
my eyes are, like, protruding. Like, you guys don't even understand. Like, seal eyes have got nothing on me.
Yeah.
So I just ask. I learned to, I'm just going to ask.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wish people ask me why I limped. Like, I'm a penguin or I've got some kind of pimp cane going on. I limp. Why? Because it's humid and the weather.
Yeah.
And then we'll laugh about it and we've moved on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then you know. Then you have to wonder. And this is the thing. We're always like, oh, we're humans. We're so smart. Like, we can figure things out. But, bitch, no. Like, when we think we figured something out, unless you ask that person, you're probably really wrong.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like a really good example is, how often do you see somebody let's just say you're at the grocery store and you see somebody in the distance and you smile and they don't smile back. And you're like, what did I do to you? Do you hate me? Did I say something mean about your sister? Do you just not like the way my face looks? Maybe that person didn't wear their glasses that day and they're looking at a blob, right? Right? Like, 9 times out of 10, the story that we tell ourselves in our brain, no matter what, and this is a good life lesson for personal life too, like, nobody can read minds and we are always wrong.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
But we're great storytellers. Let me tell, and that brain, whew.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh, what happened? And they'll tell me, and I was like, well, that was not the story I had in my head. Here's what I thought it was.
Right?
And then we'll laugh about it, but mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'm really glad I asked you, because I would have been way off in left field.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? It just, I've never walked away from a situation and thought, God damn it, why did you ask me so many questions?
Yeah, because
who?
If you don't want to answer, you just don't.
Totally. And you know what? And that's, I think that's a really good note for a quality conversation. Before I'll ask something, I have no problem being like, you know what? If you don't want to tell me, just tell me. And that's totally fine. Yes. But here's my question. And I have to tell you, I don't know that I've ever had somebody take me up on not telling me.
Mm-hmm. You know? You do that. You've done that to me in the past.
Have
like,
I? Oh.
Like, hey, if you don't want to. And I always mm-hmm. say that, hey, if you're not comfortable. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I just noticed something.
Totally. Yeah, like, no sweat. We don't have to talk about it. But just so you know, if you want to, mm-hmm. I want to hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like, if you ever need somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
And like you said, you're like kind of like a secret keeper.
Yeah.
And actually with my friends, a lot of people do come and tell me things. Mm-hmm. And I found it very hard for a long time to open up to other people. Mm-hmm. But I find when you open up, you become human mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. You're not just like mm-hmm. person making ads or the person serving coffee or behind the counter. You're a person too. Mm-hmm. And how many times do you go up to a counter? Maybe we don't do it because obviously we're having a conversation about it. How many times do you look at people in the eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Or like when somebody's ringing
you. I mean, right now, intense eye contact is happening. Guys, you don't even know.
We got that going
Kim's
on.
Kim's eyes are blue.
So are yours. But like, how many times do you actually look at the person in the face and mm-hmm. say like, thank you?
Mm-hmm.
And when people would look up and say thank you,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean they're going to marry you. It doesn't mm-hmm. mean they have a crush on you. No. It doesn't mean it's intimate.
But it's a connection. In that moment, it's a connection.
But it's almost like that's been lost too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, even for me, as somebody whose whole job is just to like look at you in a window and to figure out what you want, even for me, sometimes there's somebody who's better at making eye contact than me. Like, I have a girl who's coming in regularly right now, and I love it when she comes in the morning because it makes me a little bit uncomfortable because she is better at eye contact than I am. And I make a lot of eye contact, but like, this girl doesn't. And it's great. It's perfect for me because I know, like, I can do this. I can look at you until you're done looking at me. Like, but it's uncomfortable because it's true. Like, it's always avoidance. It's always looking down, looking around. But if you can just have that little contact, you know.
It's very genuine. It's like.
It doesn't hurt.
We're teaching our kids that when you shake somebody's hand,
mm-hmm.
look at them in the eyes. Mm-hmm. And that goes, like, back in Quebec, like, the way mm-hmm. I was growing. That's a big deal.
And be firm. Make sure you get that in there. Yeah. Don't let them do this. Yeah. You know that? The, like, loose fish?
No.
Don't
no,
do that.
They definitely have good handshake. And they look at people mm-hmm. in the eyes. And actually, during our first podcast, mm-hmm. I would catch myself looking at you in the eyes. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh, maybe that's uncomfortable. And then I became a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, she knows that I'm uncomfortable because I'm looking at her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, whatever. That's just, mm-hmm. it's weird. And then especially trying to like look at your eyes and record and think of the next thing.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. But you know what I find myself doing is that when I'm talking to you on the other side of the camera, not you, Kim, but you on the other side of the microphone, sorry, I look at the microphone. I really, mm-hmm. I like make eye contact with you. Yeah. I'm looking at you right now, folks.
All our viewers, we're looking
at you. Staring.
Can you feel it?
Yeah. Are you practicing right now? Are you ready to make eye contact with the next person you see in the real world?
And how do you feel when somebody looks at you in the eyes?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you see me.
Mm-hmm. I'm not just another thing. I'm not just a, oh, you're, you know what? There's a difference. And obviously it's not upsetting, but there's a difference between the person who comes through and is sitting on their phone waiting mm-hmm. for their order than the person that just has everything away and they're here for this interaction. And it's a lot easier for us to create a quality interaction with that person. I mean, first of all, it's just easier to get their stuff out in an organized way because they're like in the moment and they know what they want there. But if you just like, if they can set their phone down, we have a completely different interaction because they're engaged with me. They're up, they're looking at me, maybe I'm making the coffee and I'm talking. But if the person who's on their phone while we're doing it, like, we don't even have the opportunity to do that.
Yep.
Because as humans, we don't multitask. We like to say that we can, but we can't. No. So if we're looking at our phone and trying to talk to somebody, something there is lacking. Something there is suffering. I think that's a better word. Because you cannot be 100% engaged 50% of the time, like with two, or I mean, you know what I mean. With two things at the same time.
Yeah, you can't be 100% with two things.
And that's exactly it. Yeah. That's exactly it. And you just have a different interaction. It's like we hide behind these things a little bit. We hide behind those phones because
it's very easy.
It's very easy. You don't have to feel brave back there.
So actually, that made me think, I would love to talk to a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Because salespeople, like, I remember when I was really young,
mm-hmm.
somebody came to our door to mm-hmm. sell us a...
Oh, one, you mean a door-to-door?
A door-to-door.
You want to talk to, like, a security person. Those are the only people that go door-to-door anymore.
Yeah, well, see, like, back in the day, salespeople, like, they came to our door mm-hmm. to sell us some kind of queen vacuum. Mm-hmm. And I remember that was the best vacuum ever. Mm-hmm. But, like, that took balls.
Yeah.
And now we're afraid to look
cold
up
cold calling? That sounds terrifying.
Actually, I loved cold calling.
Did you really?
Yes.
Ooh.
I didn't love it at first. I was very shy.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I don't like something, I make sure to do it more because I'm like, I gotta get over this. Like, I gotta get over myself. So same thing with yesterday when I would see my client. I'm like, okay, like I'm creating world a problem that probably isn't there.
Right.
So I just went. And I'm very much like podcasting. I was very shy. And I was like, fuck it. I'm just gonna record.
Yeah.
And we're gonna put it out there. And if three people listen to it, then whatever. It's probably me the whole three times. So yeah, Colt, like I want to interview a salesperson. How do you do it in today's world? Talk to people.
Yeah.
Like, I know once it gets going, and, like, when people...
How do they not pull guns on you and, like, chase you down the driveway, right?
Yeah.
Even when my family comes to my door sometimes, it shocks me. Like, what are you doing here? You didn't call? You didn't text? And that's not how... I'm not saying that's a good thing. Like, it's a bad on them for coming. Like, that's a bad on me for being so desensitized to the real world that when I see somebody at my real life door, it startles me.
You're like, oh.
Honestly. And that's somebody that I love, that I would absolutely let in a moment. You know what I mean?
You do let them in, right?
I do, okay. I mean, like 90%. No, but it's a really weird thing. And to be somebody whose job is to do that, like,
I want to talk to them.
Yeah,
that's like a good idea. I want to know more. How do they? What issues do they face? Mm-hmm. What techniques? Who do they listen to get motivated? Mm-hmm. And how do they handle rejection or this and that? Or just leave your card? Or just leave this that? Mm-hmm. So I want to know more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm actually talking about the like when somebody comes to your door. Mm-hmm. How do you feel when somebody calls you? Maybe not you personally. I'm a caller.
Are you a caller?
I am a caller. And if I am driving, one of my friends is going to fall victim to a call. And you know what? I will call seven people. I am relentless. If you don't answer your phone and
I'm going to talk to somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, actually last night, my friend called me and it was 9 o'clock and we had nothing to say. But we talked like high school girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that brought us closer.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I giggled. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're literally two grown ass moms.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I posted this on Facebook and I'm like, are we 12?
Right.
It was great.
But we have to have those moments. Call. We have to have those moments. Calls or even just like, so something that I started doing, I recognized that oftentimes whenever I would call my mom or my dad, it was only because I needed something. Like if it's important enough that I'm calling you, it's because I couldn't wait for you to text me back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't really like that. I don't really like that that's the message. I don't want someone to look down and see Jessica calling and think, ooh, I need to screen her because she wants something from me. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. I want you to know that I care about you, and that's why I'm... So I started texting my parents in the mornings and just like, I hope that your day is full of happiness and that your heart and soul are able to overcome whatever trial is thrown at you today with joy, and you know what I mean, just like something, but just something to say I care about you, so that now and if I forget to do it in the morning, I'll call my mom on my way home and just be like, hey, like I just wanted to call and say I hope you have a great day, because I want to know that my mom sees my name come up and just thinks, oh, Jessica loves me, not oh, she needs another thing. But so often we leave that in-person communication for when we need something or when we, like, it should be more of those teenage girl conversations. It should be more of, I just want to invest time in you because I care about you, and less, I'm only going to invest time in you when I need something from you.
Yeah, and maybe that's how salespeople are.
Totally.
Like, or not just salespeople. Like,
folks, don't feel like you have to only ask me questions when you come to the window. You can still buy coffee. You can need from me. It's totally fine.
But, like, how do you...
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we did back in the day, the Nordstrom days, was they did handwritten thank you notes. So, if you had... It's actually had a really unique way to, like, capture customers in a database so that you could always go back. You could make... So, when you sold them something, you had the opportunity to type in a follow-up. So, if you got to know that customer, something that I would really like to do is I would put their name, and then I would put something direct that we talked about. Daughter going to Hawaii. Some is blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So that when I called that person or did the handwritten note, because you could do whichever one, but they were required one or the other, you would have personal tidbits to put into that person's message so that you were nurturing and building a relationship with them rather than just selling them something and it's one and done. Or even, you know, and as a result of that, like I would have people, when I worked in Portland, I had customers that when I moved to a Seattle store, they would still buy from me and then they would go pick up in that store. I would handle everything from my new location over the phone, through email, but it was because I knew their family, and I knew, you know, that Rachel was a nurse, and that, and it started with baby steps of being able to capture authentic and genuine information, and then going back to building a genuine relationship. Call them on the phone and say, Kim, how's the hip? Did you win the war with the knife yet? Because you know that's Kim, right?
Yeah. And how good do you feel when somebody does that to you?
Holy guacamole! Well, I mean, I don't know. To be honest, I've never been the person on the other side of that. Actually, that's not true.
You're on the other side of this?
No, oh yeah, that's true. Whoa! Oh.
Mic drop. Not literally,
because it's too big. Yeah, and it's precious. Yeah. But that, I guess that's not really true. Actually, both times that I've purchased cars, I've had follow-ups with the salespeople, and it did make a big difference. It feels good to be a person to people.
Yep, and just so you guys know, we're still on the topic of quality conversations. It's quality interactions.
Quality relationships. It's just quality. We're talking about being quality, genuine humans, and that will trickle through to your business.
Yeah.
We need to get better at real life and in business, folks.
We do.
Mm-hmm.